And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Soft rock.
Noel.
This ain't it, y'all.
I kind of like it.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
I feel like I'm at a coffee shop.
And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Aww, I like her.
Crack is cheap.
Crack is cheap.
That was Whitney Houston.
That was Whitney.
You remember that, Whitney Houston? Here, wait.
Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Crack is whack.
She got so offended.
You guys, see, when I think about that, I think, first off, she's high right there when she's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, does she already have crack is whack? And she's working to get to the line.
Oh, and she was struggling to remember the line?
Or did it just come to her? Because it is not that hard. Crack and white, right?
She thought that was the shutdown?
I just don't know if in her brain she's trying to come up with the next thing, the punchline.
Yeah.
Or if she just hit it and it just hit her. I think it just hit her.
Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Crack is whack.
I don't know. I feel like she's heard it before.
I don't know.
She's lying, right? She's totally.
Oh, yes, Garrett.
It's pretty great, actually.
Yeah,
it's not bad at all. So here we are, man. It's our last podcast before we go on vacation. We're going to take some time off and do all that. I have one thing to say I wanted to mention is, and it's out of left field, is that did you guys know that police cars have different types of sirens for different types of situations they're in?
No, never.
I thought it was just, all right, so I have an old cop car, legit old cop car. It's a Tahoe. It used to be a patrol truck. And I got it because it was super cheap and low miles, and it's fast, and I can go fast because it looks like, actually I don't speed in it at all.
And you also have like the oil coolers and all that stuff, like everything's like
everything's
beefed up, the beefed
well, and
up
you don't
suspension.
Need to speed because everybody gets out of your way because they think you are an officer.
I go the speed limit because I want people to think more that I am a cop. So if I go the speed limit, then it sells it better.
It's also nice too because you know that so they're going to drive well. Because
you're
behind
people
them.
Are on their best behavior. I'm telling you, I see it. I can tell. You can tell the ones that are going to be kind of like not a great driver, and all of a sudden they calm down. Everyone calms down. Anyway, so I for whatever reason I get like these. Well, because I order them. They're catalogs for police. No, I'm kidding. but it shows that there are different types of these sirens. They have the all that kind of stuff. But when they go to an intersection or where there are a bunch of cars or people, so they have that going, but they also have one. It's called a...
Rumbler?
The Rumbler.
Oh.
Do you guys have those on the... Did
on
you
the fire,
on the fire trucks?
Yeah.
And it shoots it's a low frequency and it rump, you feel it.
But you know, at a fire truck, the wonderful thing about that is when we would go into an intersection, that's where you start hitting the air horn. And when you do the air horn, especially at an intersection, because you're really trying to get attention. And it's way better than any rumbler or anything like that. The horn on a fire truck is gold.
Yeah, the cops don't have air, like they don't have that.
No.
That's where they should.
Did I ever tell you about the time I'm sorry, finish your thought.
Oh, that was all I had. I'm there.
Oh, we were doing this one this one call where we had to go, and it was like 3 a.m. And so they requested, it was a medical call, they requested no lights and sirens. You know, you can do that if it's not an emergency.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if it's not an emergency, but you need some medical assistance. So we show up, it's again, 3 a.m. It's in a cul-de-sac. So we pull the fire truck in there. Anyway, we go in. We're taking care of the patient. I had to go back out to the fire truck for something. I still had I think it was raining or something like that. So I had my helmet.
So by now, is it 3:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Not a soul in sight.
Love it.
So I go out and I'm wearing my helmet. So I reach into the, I get into the front of the cab and I reach in past the thing to get something off the driver's side. And when it, the back of a firefighter helmet is, it's longer, so it keeps the water from going down your neck whenever you're, yeah.
That's why.
That's why they're shaped like cowboy hats and why they're longer in the back. So because of that, I wasn't aware, I wasn't thinking. When I get out of the car and I do this and I lean back to get out of the fire truck, the back of the helmet hits the cord on the air horn.
Oh.
And all of a sudden you hear, I'm like, I'm trying to get it unhooked. So as I'm, and you know, you got straps, I'm like, meh, 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 and I'm blasting the air horn.
I love this so much.
And everybody comes running out, like, you know, because you have, you know, like if you hit the air horn three times, it means evacuate.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
And you hit it three times?
And I hit it three times, and everybody comes running out, and I'm like, I'm just stupid. All of a sudden, all the lights of the neighbors' houses come on. I'm like,
Man. It's the most Bubba story.
It is. It is a typical.
So everywhere you
story.
Go, like when Bubba does something here, we always go, Bubba. Like they did the same thing to you too.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Pretty much.
You miss the fire?
Oh God, stuff? Yeah.
Yes. Just become art, camaraderie. Yeah.
Well, so we just did a retirement ceremony for Chase. He had 22 years in.
Oh, yeah, good for him.
So we went, and I was invited to go to the retirement party, and it was great, man. Just got to see everybody, like a bunch of people that were there when I first started, and they had left, you know, and also people that were coming on when I was leaving, you know. Just, it was cool. It was a nice mix of all that group that, you know, had spanned my time.
Did you love, like did you have certain days that you, I think you did.
That what?
Like you would go in.
We always had to go for Monday nights. We always had mandatory training, which is ironic because for some reason, Monday nights also seemed to be a busy night for us. So if we were going to catch a fire, it was going to be on a Monday night usually, you know, Monday night or like, 2 hours after we had finished with the mandatory training. That was always another one because you're like, oh, man, I just left after being there for 4 hours.
I mean, I bet you'd be like, just go in and you're just hanging out, maybe watching the game.
There is nothing better than a firehouse.
That's the best.
I mean, because you go, and it's weird because, I don't know. I mean, you could always go there. It feels like you're in your living room at your house, but obviously it's not. But it's a very welcoming place. Everybody's cool and just chill.
Do you always have the same guy cook?
No.
I would want to be the cook guy. I don't want to go on the calls. I just want to cook.
No, I feel that would be such a good gig for you.
I would love that.
Just to spend time that way, volunteer or otherwise. But I feel like D would be the firehouse.
Oh, God. The smoker would never stop.
Yeah.
It would be constantly at least a little warm so I can get it up to temp quick for my boys.
See, I'm glad you brought this up because for months I want to convince you that you could be a TikTok cook star.
Yeah.
You could be a cooking star on TikTok.
The problem is it annoys me. I don't want to get on the camera and go, all right, today I just don't want to do, I don't want to do that. It seems,
hey, goofy. Everybody.
It's goofy to me. It comes off as goofy. And I just don't want to do it. And I enjoy watching other people do it. Like I watch a lot of cooks and chefs and whatnot, backyard barbecue guys on YouTube, and they're great. I just don't want
to
do
it. See, because I can't cook to save my life, but when I hear you describing it and your process and what you do, I go, man, he's so good at even just describing what to do.
And I say, man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I go, I'm going to the restaurant.
Yeah, but it's not going to be as good.
I know.
Restaurants blow. That's terrible.
Crack is cheap.
And like I think I said this the other day, but it's like you find a really good place, and the guy that I want to, you maybe watch him on YouTube, and he's like got a restaurant now, and that's it's what you're doing. What you're saying to me is what I feel their friends are probably telling them from years back.
And then what happens is once you get a modicum of success, then you're going to want to expand and go to the next location. And then what happens is you personally aren't involved in cooking anymore because you've gotten way too busy. So you've had to pass that off to somebody else whose passion isn't there.
Yeah.
So therefore, of all the culinary arts, what do you prefer to do the most? Because of course you've got cooking and baking and barbecue.
It's not smoking. It would probably be fire grilling or charcoal grilling specifically. I'd love to get into like whole hog stuff. But that's a whole nother, literally.
It's a whole hog.
That's a lot. That's
but a didn't lot you also that. Say that there's like this weird community too, where just guys are always judging each other when it comes to smoking?
Oh man, the pellet guys are. It's getting a little bit better now, but when the pellet smokers came out, and you got a pellet smoker, you kind of had to keep it kind of a little low, because people would be like, oh okay, because it's like cheating. Because it is kind of like, it is cheating. It's just easier. And cheating's all right, but you know what I mean.
It's like having a gas stove.
Yeah, well, no.
No, but like...
That's the way to
no,
go.
No, but I absolutely know. But you have to know the flame height for, you know...
Well, because when you're doing a stick smoker like what I have now, you have to... You've got to temp the internal to see, like... I don't even know how much wood does it take to get this container to 225 degrees and stay there. What adjustments do I have to make with the charcoal and the wood that's now being added, plus the air intake and the air out, and creating that environment? And you have to. It's a lot to it. So when you have someone who's like, "Oh, I like to smoke," I get it. The pellets, you can just put it on there, push a button, and hit start, and don't worry about it. And then you can go sleep. But you can't do that with a stick smoker. You got to like actually be there. You see the ones the guys are pulling behind their trucks and stuff, those are big stick smokers.
I was going to say, I think it's crazy that y'all go to sleep with a flame going on. Like that would, I don't think I would be able to go to sleep.
A flame outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in a house with a wood burner. I mean, that wasn't uncommon.
Don't you have a pilot light for your water heater?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I know you're the firefighter.
Why are y'all doing this to him? Don't do this to him. Don't.
Yeah.
Let him live in the little...
We had a wood burner that would be on all night.
Yeah, man. I had to get up in the middle of the morning. I was the first one to get up in the morning.
See where I grew up.
And I put his wood on.
It was always too hot, even in the winter.
Well, you grew up in a swamp.
Yeah, but...
Get out of my swamp!
Donkey!
Yeah, I don't know. It makes me nervous. I have a hard time, even with the fire pit, that I'm like, did I really put it completely all the way out?
Well, then you definitely were in the right profession being a firefighter then.
Yeah, though they got to you, didn't they?
They did.
I mean, they really got to you.
Like, I learned so much. I mean, because I think about, like, whenever I would go camping with my boys as a kid, you know, we would all kind of pee on the fire and try to, okay, that's good enough. We'd throw some.
Maybe the worst smell on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you do whatever and you go, oh, it's out enough. And I'm like, I know it was now. In hindsight, I'm like, man, we left flames going in the woods.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just because, you know, you're 12 years old, you're hanging out with your boys. Yeah, it's fine. I don't see a flame. It's good. But if it's still smoking, it's still burning.
Now, I'll say this. When I was at Colorado last year, when we went hunting, my dad and I went hunting, I was super paranoid about us having campfires or burning our trash or anything like that. But I also realized because the oxygen was so low because we were in such high elevation that it was going to be very hard for it to spread and to burn out.
Yeah, good point. I'm thinking about that. Mm. Garrett's gotten into cooking. He sent me some...
Do we have a camera on Garrett yet?
No.
Garrett doesn't want a camera.
I know. I don't get this.
I'll put it up after my facial reconstruction surgery.
Garrett.
You can just have AI do it. That's why I hear that works.
Oh, yeah.
And then post the photo.
But yes, D, I have been cooking steak recently. And I'd say I've mastered it. But limited by the type of cut of meat I'm using, you know. Like, okay. You can only do so well with a chuck roast, you know. You can only really make it so good. But if I had a ribeye every time, you would say, like, man, I should start a restaurant. Like, I should start a steakhouse.
Yeah,
I swear to it.
Yeah, have you seen those the infrared burners where they it like all it does is it cooks steaks at 1500 degrees. And cool. It goes in, and it's just like, because that's like I think Ruth Chris is that hot, and they cook it so hot, and it's in and out quick, but it's so good.
Carson, did you get some of that butter from the other day?
Oh, no. I mean, I have it.
I sent Carson
I'm going out
this
of town.
Butter.
I'm not going to go buy groceries.
I found this butter from my cousin Lydia, who was like, you ought to try this butter. So I got it.
She compounded it?
No, it's like special French butter from France, but it's salt. Oh. It's got salt infused into it. And like, man, it was so good. I wanted to taste it before I put it on my steak. You know, because when you're letting that, yes, butter all the way. I went ahead and I sliced off a little thin slice. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I caught myself doing it.
Eating
like,
butter?
Like for 20 minutes, I just sat there eating butter.
Oh, Bubba.
I'm like, this is so good.
I mean, I do that with the generic store brand butter. So,
like, what's the stuff called, man?
I'm pulling it up right now.
It's fancy and French.
I didn't know that was a thing.
This is, it is beurre de blatre. I don't know. It's amazing.
Like rolls
though.
At a restaurant are just a vessel for butter for
yes.
me.
It's
much like French fries are just a vessel for ketchup, just because I can't eat straight ketchup in polite society.
Churned butter from a farmer-owned co-op.
Is it Le Boer Boidier? B O R D I E R.
No, B E U R R E de B A R A T T E with grande sea salt crystals, and dude, it is crazy. And it's got some certified B on it. I don't know what that means.
For butter?
And made in Normandy.
That stands for you betcha.
Well, that's where my family's from.
Better butter is what that's for. But I'm just telling you right now, I don't know. I don't even remember what I paid for it because I bought it as part of a thing. I was buying a bunch of stuff for my mom when I went to visit them. And I meant to get this for my mom. And I stumbled upon it now to where I don't think I'm ever going to do
next
any
time
other
you go
kind
the grocery,
of butter.
Next time you go to the grocery store, get you some whole cream and a mason jar with a lid and pour it in there and then start to shaking. And then you'll have probably just as good a butter as that you bought.
I don't know, man.
Just add some salt to it. And yeah, I'm telling you. And then you can add a little fresh herbs to it if you want.
Honey in it.
Yeah.
You can honey and butter is the best thing
can't beat
ever.
Can't beat it. Or a little.
I'm going to tell you. Maybe I should admit these things, but I was at the store one day and they had the different kinds of flavored butter, kind of cane in a tub. It was some fancy brand, and they had a cinnamon butter.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll put that on toast. No, I got a spoon.
Yeah, right.
That's me with apple butter.
What do you guys think about what if I cook down some onions? Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to cook down, 45 minutes is going to take you at least 45 to an hour. Really, really low. And then incorporate that into fresh butter. Like,
I hate onions with a passion, but everybody else sounds great for
y'all.
What
if an onion and garlic with rosemary?
Can you cook down Funyuns?
Yeah, we can crush them. Dude, we'll make Funyun butter.
Dude, oh, no, but
I'm making Funyun
butter.
Think
about if you do like a Funyun, like
an infusion.
But you bread something with Funyuns. Like you crush the Funyuns and
you
use it as breading.
Yeah, a lot of people do that with cereal.
Really?
Yeah, cornflakes.
Yeah, cornflakes.
And they get put on various casseroles as a topping.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Dude, crushed Funyuns.
That actually does sound good, Bubba.
It doesn't sound bad at all.
Yeah, people have done it with Doritos now that I think about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they've used crushed Doritos as a breading.
Yeah. You can also use Doritos as a fire starter.
Oh.
Did you guys ever do walking tacos with Doritos?
Yeah.
No. What is a walking taco?
You just take like the mini Doritos bags, kind of crush up the chips inside, then put like ground beef.
And, yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Do that with corn chips.
Yeah. Another good fire starter is instant creamer. We found that out with Craig Morgan one day.
Dude, when Craig's like, I guess he showed you in the kitchen.
Well, yeah, I was getting coffee and I put some little creamer in there and he's like, oh, you're putting fire starter? I'd never do that. No.
Sorry.
And so he comes in, he lights. I put it in my hand and threw it up in the air and he lit it or whatever. Well, I forget what it was. That's crazy.
Do you remember back in the day? You and Patrick would sit here and light. You would put
hand sanitizer
into your hands, alcohol. And y'all would light it and see who could have the longest flame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, y'all are the dumbest. And then like he did it one time, and then it was too much, so he slapped his leg with it, and then now all of a sudden his pants are on fire. And I looked at him, I was like, liar, liar.
Was this pre or post Bubba firefighter? Because
oh, this was pre.
This had to be pre.
Had to be pre.
Thankfully, I was not a part of any of this. I was not here yet.
I know it's hard to tell pre or post because of the joke, but
man, we did some dumb
Bubba
stuff.
Gonna Bubba.
Big D and I used to sit in here with footballs. This was all pre you guys too. We would sit in here with footballs, and we would it was Nerfs, and we would throw them from 6-7 feet away. As hard
well,
as
well, you
we
would
could.
Throw it harder than me. I was mainly I was the getting it. That's that. I'm not taking that back. If I could take that one back, I'd like to take that one. Yeah.
Crack is cheap.
We would sit here and throw footballs at each other and just see who could take the hardest throw.
Yeah, it's like throwing baseball, man. Growing up, you throw the ball, you work up faster and faster and faster.
Man, I LSU just won the national championship in baseball, just dropping that out there. But I can remember being on the field with those guys, and they're just doing, throwing around. Man, I don't know when I got to where I saw the ball going way too fast. I'm like, I would not want to catch any ball thrown from anybody at that level of sports.
That happened to me. I did intramural softball. It was co-ed when I was in college. And the team we were going against had a ringer. It was a guy who he'd gotten a scholarship to play ball at Ole Miss, and then he had some sort of injury, so he couldn't do it anymore. But the point is, he was still real good. So here I am playing second, and he just dinged that ball. I ducked. I didn't even try. I just hit the ground like I heard a gunshot. I was like, bam, that's it, bro. You go. I'm not I'm not throwing my body in front of this.
Man. By the way, the Mighty Muffs did really well last night. And Garrett redesigned our logo, which the Mighty Muffs is.
Oh, is that the
softball team?
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, the logo is so great because it looks like one of those 1940s, 1950s, old school logo, like the USC, like Tulane, like all those schools style.
Didn't you and I talk about that guy? The guy who did those old college logos. The retro ones.
It was the same guy.
He did them all for everybody. And what he did was he was an artist, and to make money, he would travel around and go to universities and set up a little thing and draw the logo for people.
Art Evans.
Art Evans.
And dude, it was in his name.
He did all of them. He did. That's why some of the LSU one and the.
Who's the Miami Hurricanes, little like Pelican or something?
Yeah, what's the
Ibis?
What's the other? Was it Auburn? He did. They're both are Tigers.
I'm looking at him. He did like OSU, Oklahoma State University, LSU, BYU, Rice, Miami, Baylor.
But anyway, that's why the Auburn and the LSU Tiger are the same, which just have different names on LSU and Auburn. The Tiger is the same because he.
Yeah, I'm looking at all of his stuff. Like, he did so many great logos.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man behind the sailor hat. Oh, my gosh. He did every one of those logos with a sailor hat was his?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And why do they all have sailor hats?
I don't know, man. I was just saying.
What a weird.
Yeah.
It's like a guy that drives a caricature. You want to be on a skateboard? I'll put you on a skateboard.
Wow, that never made any sense to me, and now it really makes no sense to me. I'm like, this is bizarre.
It's kind of crazy how much these schools still use these logos too.
Oh yeah, and where does that money go to? Is that like go to this guy's family now? Like the
or did he sell them outright to the schools back in the day?
I'm sure they could have been worked for. There was licensing.
Wow,
but all that retro.
Also, that's a good reason to keep using it, because if you're not paying
for
it, like if you own it free and clear.
It is estimated that Art Evans is responsible for over 90% of school mascots used from the 1930s to the 1970s.
Wow.
One artist, one dude, 90% of all school mascots.
Crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Blue Devils, Georgia Bulldogs, Boilermakers. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. Everybody. That's so nuts.
Yeah, 1963 is that what it says? He was, he did all kinds of stuff, but yeah. Oh, yeah. At the time, the word licensing was not on their radar, so he would go from bookstore to bookstore and pitch his mascot designs. Once Art drew a perfect mascot, if other schools used the same animal, Art used the same logo. That's why LSU and Auburn's are the same. It wasn't unheard of at the time. It certainly wasn't copying. It was just resourceful. Also, they didn't have the internet.
Yeah, so nobody really knew.
There's a bunch. It's got... I'm just going to read this out loud. Yeah, Auburn, LSU. There's like five.
I'm trying to find out why the sailor... Oh, here it is. So what about the sailor hats? The history of the sailor hat in Art's mascot designs is less clear. Nobody really knows why. They assume that is because college freshmen in the early 20th century would wear beanie hats or sailor hats to mimic that design. What a weird, weird thing. Because it's not like a lot of... I mean, did Bama have a sailing school? No, probably not. Why would they do this? The sailor hats. That's a bizarre thing. I don't know. I don't think I've ever... Like K-State with the sailor hat. I don't know. It's weird.
Crack is cheap.
Did you feel the energy change?
I did.
Yeah,
I did, because I'm baffled. Why would they do sailor hats? I mean, that's just the dumbest.
But the other
American
thing is, why not? That may
ever.
Have been just his trademark thing to do.
Could be. Well, everyone have a wonderful vacation. And
crack is cheap.
I hope you don't do any crack.
How cheap is crack?
There you go. Why do you hit the button? There you go.
Hey.
Oh, this was the podcast. But now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Crack is cheap.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I make too much money to ever smoke.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Do that. Crack is whack.